80s. And now it is time for a positive point on aging.
All right.
How are you doing today?
I'm good, Brian. It's good to be here. It's just you and me here today.
I know. And I know you were going to pick up where we left off last week.
That's right. Well, week before last, Marcia was here last week, and, mm-hmm. and she was talking about nutrition and that sort of thing. But I want to go back to what we talked about 2 weeks ago, which were the four basic types of progressive dementia. Some people say there are more, but just general thought is that it's Alzheimer's disease, Lewy body dementia, frontal temporal dementia, and then vascular dementia are the four main categories. And there's a bunch of subsets under that. There can be mixed dementias. You can get vascular dementia and Alzheimer's disease and all that. Really, you need to talk to a doctor to have a diagnosis. But what I want to talk about is the symptoms that we now see with these diseases. I want to start out by saying, though, just because you might have one symptom does not mean you have Alzheimer's, okay? We don't panic. Don't run to your doctor and think, I'm dying, or it's just not the way it works. And I also want to remind people that short-term memory loss is not a normal process of aging. Dementia is not a normal aging process. It is a disease that we acquire. People can be 103 and be perfectly fine and not have any dementia. Usually what happens when people, and all of this happens to children and it happens to adults. Usually if you just are sometimes forget things, it's because you're tired or you're not taking care of yourself or you're stressed. There's usually something else. But people who have symptoms and signs of dementia actually have their once healthy neurons and brain cells are no longer working properly, and they're losing connections with other brain cells. And so it can happen while you age, but people with dementia have a far greater loss of these neurons and brain cells. And, some of the symptoms we all hear, you recognize a lot of them, Brian. You probably know somebody with some of these. But experiencing memory loss, poor judgment, and some confusion. And that's not just going into the kitchen and saying, I forgot why I came in here. We all do that. This is when you really cannot remember. Difficulty speaking. Mm-hmm. We just heard that Bruce Willis is no longer going to be acting because he has what they call primary progressive disease. Mm-hmm. And he's having trouble speaking and understanding and expressing thoughts. And even writing can be difficult. And reading gets very confusing. Sometimes we've all had people or heard of people who wander. You'll see on the news we're looking for a 90-year-old man who walked away from his house at 2:00 in the morning. It happens. It doesn't happen to everybody. All these symptoms are not normal or going to happen to everybody. That's one thing we also have to remember. Just because you wander doesn't mean I'm going to wander, that sort of thing. Trouble handling money and responsibilities. You walk into your mom's house and you see a stack of bills that she hasn't paid and the water's been turned off or something's happened. That's usually a big red flag, and you need to be concerned because nobody wants to live without water or electricity. So something's going on. Repeating questions. Mm-hmm. Did you tell me that a minute ago? I'm sorry, what was the weather going to be today, Brian? Yeah. I'm sorry, I don't remember those things. Repeating questions is a big problem. And using unfamiliar words, you hold up a pencil. We do a mini mental status exam when we move residents into Oakleaf, and we look at a pencil and hold it up and ask them what that is, because somebody with some cognitive behaviors can't remember and tell you what that is. They may call it a watch, mm-hmm. or something else. Taking longer to do normal tasks, taking a shower or cleaning the house. Losing interest in cleaning the house or taking a shower. Those are all kind of related. Hallucinations, paranoia, that's the sort of things. That's a scary thing when your mom starts telling you that she's seeing little kids in her kitchen. That's, mm-hmm. That's kind of frightening. Not caring about your children's feelings. Just not caring about them anymore and saying things to them that you normally wouldn't say. And this is one that catches people off because I have balance issues. But losing balance and problems with movement can be a sign of dementia. So you have to remember that not everybody's going to have all of these symptoms. But let's talk about some of the various symptoms that you would see with some of these four progressive dementias. Let's talk a little bit about Alzheimer's disease. And, you know, it's most cases of dementia are Alzheimer's, you know, 2/3 of it. And so you see a gradual decline in the ability to function. So I know that we're getting ready for a break. And, I apologize. We got a few more minutes. I'm looking at the wrong clock. I'm looking at my other one. But we do have, when you're talking about Alzheimer's disease, you have gradual decline of cognitive abilities. And it sometimes starts with memory loss. Sometimes people just cannot remember that you told your mother that she was going to go to the doctor today. And she keeps forgetting. And you keep saying, but Mom, I've told you this 3 times, but she cannot remember. She may be repeating those questions. These are signs of mild dementia, mild Alzheimer's disease. Moderate Alzheimer's disease can start having problems recognizing friends and family. You hear kids talk about, well, Mom doesn't know me, but she knows my sister. That's very sad. We see people all the time who come in crying and say, you know, my mother just doesn't know who I am anymore, but she knows the neighbor down the street, but she raised me. A lot of times they just don't recognize you. Her daughter should be a little kid, not a grown adult. So in their mind, they just don't understand that. And then they may have impulsive behaviors, you know, like yelling at people and snapping at people and getting frustrated, because reality is when you have Alzheimer's, it's very frustrating. You may know that you have Alzheimer's. You may know you have something going on, but you can't put a finger on it. So it's very frustrating. And then the final stages of Alzheimer's, we typically see people who can no longer communicate. They can't talk. Words just won't come out. They may not eat well. You may see them pick up something to eat and then put it down. And then they may put something in their mouth, but then they not know how to swallow. They may not follow up with that. So they take it out of their mouths and you're trying to encourage them. And nutrition is such an important thing for people. So we try very hard at Oak Leaf to keep people eating by giving them finger foods. I was telling somebody yesterday, we give dessert first where people in our memory care, which sounds like a great thing for me. I don't know about you, but I could do with dessert first. And it prompts people to start eating. And once they start, they tend to keep going. But it's that initial of, what do I do with this? Do I put it in my mouth? Can I swallow it? How do I go from here? And then a lot of times they just don't want to get up. They don't want to get out of bed. It's too much trouble. They hurt. They're afraid. They don't, you know, their vision has become impaired a little bit more. They just don't see as well. So getting up and walking around is difficult as well. So towards the end of life with Alzheimer's, you do see people just very much staying in bed all the time and not wanting to be bothered and not talking very much. So it's very difficult for family members to deal with, but hopefully they understand. And you're one thing we do know about Alzheimer's, it's all about the feeling. So if you're loving on somebody and hugging them and making them feel good, then you can go from there. Another type of dementia is the frontal temporal lobe dementia. It causes progressive damage to the frontal and the temporal lobes. It's typically in people 50 and 60 year old, sometimes a little bit earlier, but not often. The problem is the frontal lobe, the frontal temporal lobe, you start seeing behavioral issues. And with the temporal part, you start seeing language problems. The two overlap. And so you can have all kinds of social behavior problems when you see people with these types of diseases. There's one called primary progressive aphasia. People can't talk. They really do lose the ability to get words and sounds out. And that's kind of scary, too, for people who were very talkative. You know, you see people, again, we'll talk about this a little bit more, but people like Bruce Willis who talk for a living, and that's all they did, and now they can't get the words out. Sometimes they get rude. Sometimes they get ugly because they don't know. And they also become compulsive and repetitive, and they show aggression because they don't have that ability to control these emotions and to control these behaviors. It's a scary disease. It's really very frightening. And people with frontal temporal disease have issues that we do need to talk about a little bit more and a little bit more in detail, and how to get help for those kinds of things. So when we come back from the break, I'm going to pick up from there and talk a little bit more about frontal temporal lobe and behavior problems. I'm not used to doing this by myself, so we're kind of struggling here, folks. Thank you very much for being patient. But, you know, it is one of those things we need to address because behavioral problems are scary.
Mornings with Kev.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Small business owners are expressing concerns about inflation, staffing shortages, and supply chain disruptions. The March Small Business Optimism Index decreased for the third straight month to the lowest level in nearly 2 years. The National Federation of Independent Business says the percentage of businesses expecting conditions to improve over the next 6 months slumped to the lowest level recorded in the 48-year survey. Honda plans to spend $64 billion on research and development in the next 8 years, which will include making 30 electric vehicles. Honda plans to make some of those models in North America. Finnish telecom company Nokia says it is pulling out of Russia, but it predicts no impact to its business this year. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda, invested in you.
Economists are warning that sanctions against Russia could trigger devastating inflation, worse than the current 40-year highs. Hi, this is Stephen K. Bannon, and I urge you to protect your savings right now with a gold IRA through Birch Gold, the only company I trust for gold. Just text the word SHELTER to 989898 to get a free info kit on how to protect your savings with gold. Again, text SHELTER to 989898.
Every Friday morning at 9 a.m. on The Point, join me, Chad Jordan, and my co-host Larry Jordan for the Palmetto Real Estate Pros. We'll help you out whether you're looking to buy, sell, or just learn all things real estate every Friday right here at 100.7 The Point.
Need a quality grill that'll outlast the test of time? Bart Fireside on Broad River Road in Columbia has your grill. Bart Fireside offers you a wide variety of outdoor grills. Smokers from the Big Green Egg, infrared grills by Tech, propane grills from Napoleon, and pellet grills from Green Mountain. Bart Fireside has the perfect outdoor grill for any occasion. Call them at 772-7364, and they're online at bartfireside.com.
The lady in black doesn't age. She just gets tougher. And NASCAR Throwback Weekend is when she likes to remind everyone just how they got here. Loud cars and louder colors. Business up front and parties in the back. Over 70 years of history held together with one famous black stripe. Too tough to tame? I guess you'll have to find out. Darlington Throwback Weekend, May 6th through the 8th. Get your tickets at darlingtonraceway.com.
Everyone knows that here at The Point, we are all about supporting local businesses. We are all about local, local, local. You cannot get more local than my friend Greg McCoy and his business, Simplified Mortgage Solutions. Fran Halloran here. If you're buying a home or you're looking to refinance your current home, you owe it to yourself to call Greg. He is the real deal. You can expect Greg to treat you like you are his only client. You can expect Greg to scour the market to find you the best rate available. You can expect Greg to charge you a fair price for his work and his service. Why would you deal with some national company headquartered in who knows where when you can do business with Greg? Need further persuasion? Okay, I didn't even mention the good Greg does in our community by supporting local charities like Blue Star Mothers and Camp Chemo. Come on! You need to call Greg. Online at simplifiedmortgagesc.com, or you can call Greg at 803-722-6044. That's 722-6044.
Hi, honey. Were you able to drop by Tree Pharmacy today to pick up Mom's medications?
Yes, she sure is on a lot of meds.
I know. That's why I go over so often, to help make sure she's taking them correctly.
Well, I have great news. The pharmacist at Tree Pharmacy said he can prepack her medications into individual doses.
Wow. Knowing she's taking the right meds at the right time will give me great peace of mind. But how much does it cost?
That's the even better part. It's free. Just another great service they offer at Tree Pharmacy. Tree Pharmacy, two locations, Charleston Highway in West Columbia and Divine Street downtown.
Is that crack in your windshield or your house bothering you?
Have you been meaning to have it replaced but just can't find the time?
Call Absolute Glass, voted Lexington's best glass shop for 12 years in a row.
We repair and replace glass on all makes and models.
We're the only local high-end auto glass specialist in the Midlands, and we'll come to you to make the process quick and easy.
With new technologies and vehicles, we can recalibrate your vehicle back to new.
Visit AbsoluteGlassInc.com to learn more about our auto, home, and business glass services. Just remember, if you can see through it, we can do it.
When you're a military veteran with over 40,000 organizations trying to help you, it can be hard to find the right information. That's why AARP brings together valuable resources to help you navigate your options. AARP.org/veterans. With the free veteran employment and fraud prevention resources, caregiving tools, and access to discounts, AARP, on a mission to support veterans, visit AARP.org/veterans today.
Here are your three bacon on bacon quarter pound double cheeseburgers. Enjoy your Sonic.
Dang, son, this bacon is just hanging out of this burger, dog.
That nice, tangy smoked sauce.
The bacon on this burger is just asking me to eat it.
You should oblige.
Bring home the bacon with a Sonic Bacon on Bacon quarter pound double cheeseburger, stacked with four slices of crispy bacon and covered in tangy smoked sauce. Try one half price in the app for a limited time only at Sonic. Exclusions apply. See app for details. Mobile ordering available at select locations.
Hey, I'm State Representative Chris Wooten.
And I'm State Representative Micah Caskey.
Join us on Wednesday mornings at 9 a.m. on The Rep.
We'll talk about everything that's happening at the State House and give you an insider's perspective.
All from the General Assembly. So join us at 9 a.m. on The Point, 100.7 FM or 1470 AM.
Point A to Point B. Traffic.
Brought to you by AARP South Carolina.
Good morning. One collision out at I-20 west of Monticello Road. Also Rosewood-Kilburn and US-1 at Watling Road. Charleston Highway at Garner's Terrace. One collision that's slowing things down. Looks good elsewhere. Jay's Corner Restaurant Bar on the corner of Bluff Road and Rosewood. Great stadium view. Dine inside or enjoy food, fun, and games on their patio. Trivia on Monday, karaoke on Thursday. Jay's Corner Restaurant and Bar. Doug Thomas on the point.
Point A to Point B traffic. Four times an hour, mornings and afternoons, on The Point.
Back to the Bark Fireside Studio. It's Mornings with Kev and Brian.
All right, we're back with the Positive Points on Aging, and I'm Karen Pickard from Oakley Village, here to talk to you a little bit about symptoms of dementias today. Going back to that, dementia is the big umbrella, and then there's four progressive types of dementia underneath that. We were talking a little bit about frontal temporal lobe dementia before the break and how it affects people, and we were talking a little bit during the break, Brian and I, about hallucinations and how frightening it must be for people to see things that they know aren't there, but they can't make them go away. And hallucinations are scary for anybody. And it can be part of dementia. It's just one of those things. But frontal temporal lobe dementias, people have behavioral problems and emotional problems. They have problems planning and getting organized. And you'll see somebody who might have been an engineer growing up and in their careers and very organized and very structured, and then all of a sudden they can't do anything like that. Which makes you very frustrated. You know that you're supposed to put these things in this box, but you can't get them there because you can't figure out how to do it. They have impulsive behaviors. Sometimes in our support group, we'll have people who come in and they'll talk about their father just can't help but make rude and nasty comments to the wait staff in a restaurant. If he has a frontal lobe dementia, he can't help that. That's just the way he is. A lot of those folks have made cards and they carry them with them when they go out in public so that they can hand them to the people at Home Depot or at the waitress at the restaurant and say, "My loved one has dementia. Please do not take anything that they say personally. I will try to redirect them." You know, sometimes you just have to be proactive and do that sort of thing because you can't stay in the house all the time and you might need that help. They also do something which is really strange. I don't know, Brian, if you've ever seen anybody who has what we call emotional flatness. Mm-hmm. They don't smile. Their eyes show no expression. Mm-hmm. They don't do anything. And that's really, that's as weird to me as the next symptom, which can be excessive emotions. You know, we're used to seeing people looking wild and crazy when they're angry, but when somebody just sort of stares at you with no expression whatsoever, it's very scary. And it's very sad because you wonder what's going on in there. You wonder if anything is making them feel or have any emotion whatsoever. They also oftentimes have movement issues. They might have shaky hands. They may have trouble with balance. People think of that as Parkinson's, but it could also be another type of dementia that's not just a Parkinson's symptoms. And then they may have language problems. Again, that goes back to the temporal issue and that primary progressive aphasia, which means people have trouble speaking and finding the words. But what I do find interesting is people with primary progressive aphasia, you were talking about your grandfather a minute ago, not talking. Mm-hmm. A lot of times if you start playing a hymn or something they're familiar with, they may not have talked for weeks. And then all of a sudden they may start singing that hymn and going right along with the words and keeping it going because that's something that just triggers that they know. And music is one of those things that's really good for people with dementia. So if you have somebody who has language problems, try singing with them. See what happens. You might be surprised. Lewy bodies. Let's talk a little bit about Lewy bodies dementia. Causes in that, there's movement issues with Lewy bodies. There's problems with thinking and behavior. They may experience a lot of influx or fluctuation when they want attention, and their emotions can go all over the place. And it's very, very confusing. And then it can go away for a little bit. And they look fine, and they'll have a conversation with you, and it'll be perfectly fine. And then all of a sudden, they'll start all over again. Mm-hmm. With Lewy bodies, hallucinations, though, are very common. Not long ago, I had the pleasure to be with a gentleman who I know has dementia. He gets up at 2 o'clock in the morning, leaves his house, wanders around, gets completely lost, and has no idea where he's supposed to be. And then the family has to go find him. They kind of know where he's going to be now, and they've put some alarms on the door to sort of stop it. But the gentleman, if you were to have a conversation with him, he's perfectly fine. He has no short-term memory loss. He has no long-term memory loss, but he has some behavior problems, and wandering is one of those. He also has the inability to concentrate. When I was talking to this gentleman, we would be having a conversation. The next thing I know, he'd be up doing something else. He just could not sit still and listen to the conversation we were having. But he was very disorganized, and he didn't make a lot of sense. He has trouble walking. You know, it was kind of funny, though. I finally asked the family member, I said, well, how is he getting out of the house? Look at him now. He can't walk without his walker. And I said, when he gets a mission, he's going. And his movements are fine. But a lot of times, it just kind of comes and goes. They also don't sleep well. People with Lewy bodies really are the ones that you'll see getting up at 2 o'clock in the morning and struggling with those sorts of things. And they'll sleep a lot during the daytime because they don't sleep at night. Then the fourth one is vascular dementia. Vascular dementia, we're starting to see more and more of because it's caused by damage to the blood vessels in the brain. A stroke can cause it. Heart issues can cause it. Vascular dementia is not that uncommon. But people with vascular dementia can cover better than a lot of people can. They can function in normal life for a little bit, and then all of a sudden they start to wander, and they kind of get a little confused. They do forget, they do have short-term memory loss. They forget current events, and then they might forget past events as well. They typically misplace objects. You know, these are the people that we'll find will put the keys in the freezer and the turkey in the closet kind of thing is what we used to say. That they do put things in strange places because they just can't remember what they're doing for where that object should go. They do have terrible time following instructions or learning new information. If you were to give somebody with vascular dementia an iPhone and they've never seen one, chances are good they'll never figure out how to use that iPhone. And then their family members get frustrated with them. They just don't understand. Mom's smart. She could do everything else. Why can't she do this? Well, it's new. She's never done this before. They sometimes hallucinate, and they sometimes have very, very poor judgment. I encourage all of you to get help, talk to your doctors, get some assistance, get some diagnosis for these folks, because there are no cures for dementia. And you can call us at Oakleaf Village at 803-808-3477 or catch us at oakleafvillagelexington.com. Thank you, Brian, for today, and it was good being with everybody.
XL Columbia W264DF.
Grills, outdoor kitchens, and fireplaces. Spring sizzle starts with Bart. This is 107 The Point.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The latest inflation report confirms what many Americans already knew. Inflation skyrocketed again in March, holding around a 40-year high. The government's consumer price index soared 8.5% from a year ago. It's the biggest year-over-year increase since December of 1981.
The Labor Department says costs for food, gasoline, housing, and other necessities squeezed Americans.